Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Reverend Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is 10 p.m. on Sunday, and that means one thing. I am Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, and I am your hostess for the next hour on the Sacred Divergence Radio, part of the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. I am honored to be here. I am honored to be your hostess. And we have a very interesting show for you tonight. And let me see. First, I would like to start off with talking a little bit about myself and my week. And, you know, it's been a hectic week. My grandmother, as many of you know, my Nana, passed about 6 months and 4 days ago. So I honor her tonight, and I honor her every night because I miss her very much. And I know that she's watching and listening. From the other side of the veil, I can't believe it's been 6 months. It feels like yesterday, honestly. So if you guys have a loved one out there, please, please, please remember to honor them. I can't stress ancestor veneration enough. And there are many available resources that you can check out. One that I would start with is Galina Kraskova. She just wrote a book on how to venerate your ancestors. But you can start out with something like really, really simple, like a candle and a photo. And, you know, light the candle and talk to your ancestor, talk to your loved one as if they were sitting right there next to you. Tell them how your day went. Tell them that you miss them. Tell them that you love them. Let them know that you still care about them. And that you can't wait to see them again. If you can't wait to see them again, don't lie to them. That would be unwise. So I guess I'm gonna dedicate the show to my grandmother. Let me see. I see we have a caller. So I'm just gonna say to the caller, if you want to talk on the air or ask a question, please press the 1 button so that I know. Oh my goodness, and Afterfov, of course, is with us in the chat room tonight. Hello, dear. And he says that his dad and he would exchange all sorts of insults if they were sitting side by side. My goodness, that's, oh my, in the words of George Takei. What else should I talk about this evening? Let's see. Well, let's see. On coming up on Sunday, September 21st, which is in 1 week from today, the United Nations and other nations around the world will be honoring the International Day of Peace. And this is a 32-year-old yearly occurrence, basically recognizing and calling for world peace. And as many of you may know already from listening to previous episodes and following the Karelian tradition's peace efforts, the International Peace Warriors, which is a new kind of project, is also hosting our own peace events, ongoing peace events to promote and pray for world peace. And so let's see, the Wild Hunt has covered this September 21st International Day of Peace. And let's see, Reverend Patrick McCollum will be attending events in New York City, and he may be bringing the World Peace Violin. And this year will mark the first time a pagan youth delegate is present at the organization's World Peace Proceedings. And I believe Reverend McCollum found this representative. So that's very exciting. And the person is Rowan Weir, W-E-I-R, or Weir. I'm not really sure how to pronounce that. But she's a junior studying biopsychology and the current treasurer of some organization in her college, Mills College in Oakland, California. So that's quite interesting. And I hope that she gets good done in the world, along with Patrick McCollum. Patrick McCollum is one of my favorite people. He does so much for pagans around the world. And after Fove agrees with me that it's pronounced Weir, so we're going to go with Weir for the youth delegate there. So, let me see. What else is there? Oh, my goodness. The Ren Fair this weekend in my, near my hometown, about an hour and a half away, was basically rained out yesterday. And today it was crazy busy, and I was there all day because I work there, as some of you may know. And we made great sales today, and I'm really, really happy because it has me all pumped up from getting to play dress-up all day with people. No, after Fove, I do not like Ren and Stimpy. Don't even do that. That's disgusting. Ew. Ren and Stimpy, really gross. Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know if any of you are familiar with herbology or not, but after Fove is looking for a herbal remedy that is, I guess, an alternative to antibiotics. And the only one that I'm really familiar with is honey. Because, and let me go find this while I am describing this here, they have recently found that honey can kill antibiotic-resistant MRSA. Honey kills antibiotic. Yep, let's see. Medical-grade honey. Yep, and this was published, actually, in several journals, it looks like. And I'm trying to find the most recent one. Let's see. It looks like there was one published in 2008. And basically, I'm not sure that it's MRSA per se. Let me see. Well, the background, the abstract, is antibiotic resistance among microbes urgently necessitates the development of novel antimicrobial agents. Since ancient times, honey has been used successfully for treatment of infected wounds.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Reverend Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics. right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is 10 p.m. on Sunday, and that means one thing. I am Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, and I am your hostess for the next hour on the Sacred Divergence Radio, part of the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. I am honored to be here. I am honored to be your hostess, and we have a very interesting show for you tonight. And let me see. First, I would like to start off with talking a little bit about myself and my week. And, you know, it's been a hectic week. My grandmother, as many of you know, my Nana, passed about 6 months and 4 days ago. So I honor her tonight, and I honor her every night because I miss her very much. And I know that she's watching and listening. From the other side of the veil, I can't believe it's been 6 months. It feels like yesterday, honestly. So if you guys have a loved one out there, please, please, please remember to honor them. I can't stress ancestor veneration enough. And there are many available resources that you can check out. One that I would start with is Galina Kraskova. She just wrote a book on how to venerate your ancestors. But you can start out with something like really, really simple, like a candle and a photo. And, you know, light the candle and talk to your ancestor, talk to your loved one as if they were sitting right there next to you. Tell them how your day went. Tell them that you miss them. Tell them that you love them. Let them know that you still care about them. And that you can't wait to see them again. If you can't wait to see them again, don't lie to them. That would be unwise. So I guess I'm gonna dedicate the show to my grandmother. Let me see. I see we have a caller. So I'm just gonna say to the caller, if you want to talk on the air or ask a question, please press the 1 button so that I know. Oh my goodness, and Afterfov, of course, is with us in the chat room tonight. Hello, dear. And he says that his dad and he would exchange all sorts of insults if they were sitting side by side. My goodness, that's, oh my, in the words of George Takei. What else should I talk about this evening? Let's see. Well, let's see. On coming up on Sunday, September 21st, which is in 1 week from today, the United Nations and other nations around the world will be honoring the International Day of Peace. And this is a 32-year-old yearly occurrence, basically recognizing and calling for world peace. And as many of you may know already from listening to previous episodes and following the Karelian tradition's peace efforts, the International Peace Warriors, which is a new kind of project, is also hosting our own peace events, ongoing peace events to promote and pray for world peace. And so let's see, the Wild Hunt has covered this September 21st International Day of Peace. And let's see, Reverend Patrick McCollum will be attending events in New York City, and he may be bringing the World Peace Violin. And this year will mark the first time a pagan youth delegate is present at the organization's World Peace Proceedings. And I believe Reverend McCollum found this representative. So that's very exciting. And the person is Rowan Weir, W-E-I-R, or Weir. I'm not really sure how to pronounce that. But she's a junior studying biopsychology and the current treasurer of some organization in her college, Mills College in Oakland, California. So that's quite interesting. And I hope that she gets good done in the world. Along with Patrick McCollum. Patrick McCollum is one of my favorite people. He does so much for pagans around the world. And Afterphobe agrees with me that it's pronounced Weir. So we're going to go with Weir for the youth delegate there. So, let me see. What else is there? Oh my goodness. The Ren Fair this weekend in my, near my hometown, about an hour and a half away, was basically rained out yesterday. And today it was crazy busy, and I was there all day because I work there, as some of you may know. And we made great sales today, and I'm really, really happy because it has me all pumped up from getting to play dress-up all day with people. No, Afterphobe, I do not like Ren and Stimpy. Don't even do that. That's disgusting. Ew, Ren and Stimpy, really gross. Oh my goodness. So, I don't know if any of you are familiar with herbology or not, but Afterphobe is looking for a herbal remedy that is, I guess, an alternative to antibiotics. And the only one that I'm really familiar with is honey. Because, and let me go find this while I am describing this here, they have recently found that honey can kill antibiotic-resistant MRSA. Honey kills antibiotic. Yep, let's see. Medical-grade honey. Yep, and this was published, actually, in several journals, it looks like. And I'm trying to find the most recent one. Let's see. It looks like there was one published in 2008. And basically, I'm not sure that it's MRSA per se. Let me see. Well, the background, the abstract, is antibiotic resistance among microbes urgently necessitates the development of novel antimicrobial agents. Since ancient times, honey has been used successfully for treatment of infected wounds because of its antibacterial activity. However, large variations in the in vitro antibacterial activity of various honeys have been reported and hamper its acceptance in modern medicine. So these folks assessed the in vitro bactericidal activity of a medical-grade honey produced under controlled conditions and assessed its efficacy for reduction of forearm skin colonization in healthy volunteers in a within-subject-controlled trial. Don't ask me what that means. However, they did demonstrate that the variation in bactericidal activity of 11 batches of medical-grade honey was less than twofold. So I'm guessing that's good? Let me see. After 2 days of application of honey, the extent of forearm skin colonization in healthy volunteers was reduced 100-fold, and the numbers of positive skin cultures were reduced by 76%. Conclusion, Revamil, which is the type of honey that they used, is a promising topical antimicrobial agent for prevention or treatment of infections, including those caused by multi-drug-resistant bacteria. Yay! Honey! What people have known for thousands and thousands and thousands of years can be good against bacteria-resisting or antibacterial-resisting microbes and stuff. We knew this. Another thing that I think is good is like cayenne pepper, capsaicin particularly. I don't know about that against microbes, but I know that it can knock a cold like right out of your system pretty fast. Don't take my word for that though. I am just your run-of-the-mill pagan. I'm not a doctor, so if you have, like, a really bad cold, go to your doctor. My goodness, my brain is just all kinds of sorts of fog tonight. Well, you know what? To heck with it. I'm going to play a song. Just so that I can, you know, gather some more cool stuff to talk about tonight. And we're going to play a really quick song. It's called Spring Love by Jenna Green. And we will be right back after this short song. Thank you for listening. Radio. You know, that I would have my video on the P-Play. I'm so happy. And so I'm asking after the chat room if and plan for National Peace Day. So, what happened? Oh dear.
D- They will never see a need that can't be solved with a curse. The point of view they take is that their tradition should come first. The dividing line they draw between the good guys and the worst is the circle that divides community. They go round and round in circle, but the logic's still the same. If you don't believe what I do, your tradition's pretty lame. The circle that you cast upon division is to blame. It's the circle that erodes community. For the circle's air expanding, and it changes with the times. The circle has no corners, and there are no straight lines. One hand leads to another with no one left behind. It's the circle that defines community. We go round and round in circle. We reach out for younger hands. We include all who desire it, be they foe or be they friend. For our strength is in inclusion, not the side on which we stand. It's the circle that involves community. We go round and round in circle, and the circle ever grows. And the strength we bring together is the strength that each one shows. And ye harm none is our battle cry. May the circle never close. It's the circle that reflects community.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Can you all hear me? I hope so, because, oh my goodness, tonight is the night for gremlins. Yay! Okay, Afterprobe, can you hear me, please? Sound excellent, loud and clear. Good, that's what I like to hear. So, as I was saying, that was Murphy's Midnight Rounders, the Circle song, while I got my headset all straightened out and situated now. Hopefully that will not cause me any more problems tonight. Thank you all for your patience. As I said previously, you are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio right here on the Sacred Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And I can't remember what I was talking about before I kind of broke up there. We were talking about bees, and we were talking about honey. Oh, yes, the peace wave. I was asking Afterphobe if he had anything planned for the next peace wave that the International Peace Warriors are doing. And that will be the day after this International Day of Peace that the UN is hosting. So you guys can find out more by visiting the International Peace Warriors webpage on Facebook, and that address is facebook.com/groups/International Peace Warriors. And you can also visit the page. That was the group. The page is facebook.com/International Peace Warriors, capital I, capital P, capital W, just in case it matters. I'm not really sure that it does. And you can also go to the new page that Afterphobe has set up for himself, and that community page is facebook.com/, oh my goodness, why isn't it giving me, oh, /AFTERFAUVE, Afterphobe. And he has several peace wave generator photos uploaded for your viewing pleasure, as well as some rock art that he's done. And I think it's just fantastic. And I do thank him for that. And I do thank him for skyrocketing the peace wave generators into awesomeness. And if you guys have a photo out there in Radio Land, if you're listening and you're like, huh, what's this Peace Warrior thing, or this Peace Wave Generator thing, and how do I get involved? You can email me, you can Facebook message me, You can listen to last week's episode, episode 12. We talked all about the Peaceway generators there and how you can make one. There's even a meditation that I went through with you guys on how to set yours up. And there's many different variations. You can even create your own variation. But what I do ask that you do is post a photo and hashtag it. Mark it with the hashtag. Hashtag Peacewave Generator. And I'll bet AfterFove is now going to run and do that with all of his photos, right? Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Ha, ha. So, my good friend AfterFove is, the forerunner in this Peacewave Generator creation thing, because he's made some with tarot cards, and he's made some that have really, really, really awesome crystals in them, like crystals that I just flip over, and I'm just in awe. AfterFove, dear, your photo that you sent, it brings up an error page, just to let you know. So I'm not sure if it's on your end or my end or what, but it's bringing up an error. So if you fix that, I will be happy to click on it again and take a look at whatever you're trying to show me. But right now I can't see it. So I guess now I would like to recite some of these peace prayers, because I've had quite the busy day. And I really haven't had a chance to pray for peace except for on my drive home when I sang the prayers for peace. And I actually plan on recording those sometime. Although I'm not going to promise when, because my life is about to get infinitely busier with this new job. So it is in the works, folks. And there's one that Reverend Donald Lewis wrote. And it's to this International Peace Warriors movement, I guess you would call us, in our war for peace, as it were. And we do believe that it is a struggle between those who want peace and those who don't want peace, literally. So the first prayer by Reverend Donald Lewis was like this. It's really simple. Follow along if you wish, or just listen, or whatever. I pray for peace. I pray for stability. I pray for my country. And I pray for the world. It's as simple as that. And I use my country because I find that easier to say than the original line, which is, I pray for the nation where I live. And AfterFove says that it's the tarot one. The photo that he was trying to show me is the one with the tarot cards, the five tarot cards. And that's quite interesting. I encourage everybody to check that out. And also, please check out the International Peace Warriors group. And join up if you like. We need more peace warriors. The world can never have enough peace warriors. Right now we have about 87 members. It's about to be 90 after I'm done. Oh, wait, no, make that 97 after I'm done adding all these people right here. So welcome to all of the new International Peace Warriors to our cause. Thank you so much for joining us. And I do hope sincerely that you will help spread the message of peace around the world. The world can never have enough peace. And, you know, I wish we had the rights to play John Lennon, the Beatles, the peace song. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, help me out, AfterFove, with my words, because they are failing me tonight. Oh, my goodness. John Lennon, peace. Let's see. John Lennon, peace quotes. Some of my favorite peace quotes. Peace is not something you wish you make, something you do, something you are, and something you give away. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. And I believe the song is Give Peace a Chance, but I may be misquoting that. Imagine. There you go. Thank you, Afterfove. I was in another screen and I didn't see it. Okay. Imagine. I got it. Imagine. Give peace a chance, darn it. Oh, my goodness. So, let's see. What are some other good quotes for peace? Ah, here we go. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to do. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. And that was another quote by John Lennon. And, you know, I think being happy is one of the key qualities of being a peaceful individual. Let's see, what other awesome peace quotes can we dredge up from the interwebs here? Love makes our friends a little dearer. Joy makes our hearts a little lighter. Faith makes our paths a little clearer. Hope makes our life a little brighter. And peace brings us all a little nearer. Peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. And from Albert Einstein, no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. So basically that means that we need to evolve to solve problems, and I am in complete agreement with this. And I know Albert Einstein. I love Albert Einstein. He's awesome. And so basically what this means that we need to do is evolve. And I believe that we have this problem on the earth called war and destruction and chaos and dominionism. And it's bad. So we need to figure out how to evolve and how to get past that. And one way to do that is through praying for peace. Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. That was also Albert Einstein. And, let's see. I hope that everyone will join us for this Day of Peace coming up next week. And after that Day of Peace will be the Rolling Peace Prayer Day on the 22nd. The International Day of Peace is on the 21st, on Sunday. And the 22nd will be the Rolling Peace Prayer. And what we would like everybody to do at 9 p.m. in their time zone, respective time zones all around the world, is pray for peace. And with that, let us recite another peace prayer, just to give you guys some ideas. Let me see here. And I believe that this next one is called One Voice. The second you wake up in the morning, you can say this in your mind or speak it out loud. This day, Earth receives peace. This day, I see destructive dominionist constructs dissolving, replaced with living peace. This day, Earth receives peace. This day, I see destructive dominionist constructs dissolving, replaced with living peace. And that was written by Right Reverend Stephanie Neal. And, you know, we also have this thing, which I'm also going to do, I promise. That is going to be my one goal this week. And I'm going to do it, actually, I'm thinking about doing it after my show, because I'm all dressed up in my Ren Faire clothes. And this is, like, perfect. So I will be uploading that. Keep your eyes out for it. And we are at the bottom of the hour, so let me do my station ID here. You are listening to the Sacred Divergence Radio on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We believe all manifestations of the divine are equally valid, and we thank you for joining us this night and every night. It's about 10:30, and we have a half an hour of programming left. Let me play a few songs here and go wet my whistle with something to drink. And let me find a song, a good one here. Let's play some Tuatha De Mi. Why not? We're going to play Piper's Pay by Tuatha De Mi. And it's about a 9-minute song, so we'll be about 1 minute and 55 seconds, and I might play another song after it, depending. So here we go. Hope you have a good listen. We'll be right back. And that was Tuatha De Áa, Piper's Pay. You are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thank you for joining me this evening. I hope you're enjoying our programming. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, please let me know. I'm in the chat room. You can join us in the chat room, too. You're missing half the action. After Pope is with us tonight, and he is saying now that we have to be the change for peace, which includes changing ourselves, which paradoxically is very unpeaceful. And, you know, I think I have to disagree with that, actually, after Fove. And I think you and I should talk about this on the air. Call me! We need to talk on the air about this, because, you know, it doesn't have to be an unpeaceful process, changing yourself. It can be a little tumultuous, but once you settle into the change, I think it can be very good for your life and yourself, and, you know, I think that's why we have change, you know. Unfortunately, the paradox is that you can't have one, or the kicker is, I should say, not necessarily the paradox. The kicker is, you can't have one without the other. You can't have peace without war. You can't have one, you can't have black without white. You can't have, you know, red without green. It's just that kind of strange thing, you know. Balance in all things, moderation in all things. I don't know, is that you, Afterfove, in the queue listening? Let me know and I will bring you in. And so let me see if I can. Oh, my thing is gone for my poor. I have a wireless keyboard here. And it's now gone off kilter. So let me see. All right, I'm going to take a gander. I'm going to hope that this is not like some spammer or something. They've been waiting patiently for like 40 minutes. So hello from 229. Do you have a question or comment tonight?
Hi, Liz. It's been a few years. This is Glacius. I was listening on your show back when you were hosting with Terry.
Oh, wow. Wow. Very nice to see that you found me again. How are you?
I've been all right. Onyx told me about the show, so I decided to listen into yours tonight.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And are you liking what you're hearing?
Yes, I am. I actually have, I was just listening, but I had a thought about your and After's thoughts on change.
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
As far as my thoughts go, there's two types of change. There's gradual, which is generally more peaceful, and sudden, which can get quite violent.
And I would have to agree with you on that. And I think that you're quite right. You know, I think we can equate this with the weather, for example, and how the Earth changes over time. You know, we have these gradual occurrences such as erosion, the gentle erosion of, say, a canyon. It happens over thousands and thousands of years, you know, carving out through water's gentle flow through it, or violent flow through it, depending on the rainfall and other factors, I'm sure. And then we can have violent change, like a volcano erupting and covering Pompeii or something disastrous like that, or hurricanes or flooding or landslides or you name it, you got it, basically. But I think that's a very good observation.
Aside from that, I just wanted to say hi to you and everybody and let them know I haven't, you know, quite made it to the other side yet.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back. You know, it's always good to know. And if you want, you can always go to my Facebook page and friend me. I don't know if we're still friends on Facebook or not, or if we even were way back in the day. Goodness. I remember when I was first on with Terry. That was crazy long time ago.
I remember
wow.
When we tormented you with the evil laugh, me, Terry, and Varricon.
Yes. I remember now. That crazy, silly laugh. But yeah. So just like look me up on Facebook, man. I have E. Hamilton Media, and I also have the Sacred Evidence Radio page. And of course,
Go ahead. I should be back online soon enough. Right now, I'm just listening in on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. You know, take your time. We'll still be here. I'm like the slow train to Nowhereville. Always here, just chugging along, kind of doing my thing, and hoping that I make sense to enough people that they go, oh, look, that chick makes kind of good sense. I think we'll do what she's saying that we should do, you know, or at least they'll get thinking about it, you know.
That's
the goal. Excellent. I'm so glad. Yay. And Afterphobe is chanting for the evil laugh, and I will not do the evil laugh, and I will not hear the evil laugh. Not on my show, not on my time, darn it. My show, my rules.
You can put me back in queue now. I love you guys. I'll be back
all right.
Later.
Thank you so much, and we love you. Woohoo! Old friends from old times. My goodness, that does bring back memories. For those of you who haven't listened to me before, I started out with Pagans Tonight Radio Network. And then recently, like 13 or 14 weeks ago, I moved over here to this new network, Community Radio Network. So that was one of my friends, like way, way, way back in the day from when I was on PTRN with Terry Power, who is also a host on here, Lord Terry's Power Hour. Here on, I think it's on Thursdays, for the schedule, y'all can check out spiritualunityradionetwork.org, and that will give you the listing, the lineup, and hosts, and all that kind of good stuff. And you can also go to Facebook and look up Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And like I said before, you know, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, and all that kind of fun stuff. And all of my information is going to be on the outro that I'm going to do here in about 10, 15 minutes. And, wow, I am just so psyched to hear from a really old friend. That makes me feel really awesome, and it makes it all worth it. You know, because doing this, and I've said this before, it's a love for you guys. And, you know, it just, to have a follower that's willing to come back and be like, oh, yeah, look, I remember Liz. I used to be on the radio with her, and this, that, and the other, and I'll listen to her again. That makes me feel so good, and it warms me. And it really, really just touches me. And, you know, that's what makes all the craziness worth it, like all the gremlins and everything not working right sometimes and things not always going perfectly or being as organized as I would like to be. It all makes me go, you know, that's the little stuff. I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. It lets me know that I'm doing right, then I'm doing something right, which is good. And, you know, Afterphobe points out, in the vein of what my friend was talking about, it's the volcano that provides fertile earth that creates a peaceful paradise. And I think that I have to agree with him there. You know, it's the earthquake that pushes up the good soil beneath, and lifts everything to the top. You know, it's through volcanoes that islands are created. I mean, look at Hawaii. Look at the seven islands of Hawaii. Those at one point were volcanic, and I think they still might be volcanic. I know that they're in the Ring of Fire, out there in the Pacific Ocean. And, you know, so I'm not saying that all, quote-unquote, violence is bad. What I'm trying to promote here is the idea that people, humanity, the world's population of human beings, of whatever genus, like Homo sapiens or Homo thetans or whatever, we can all get along. We don't have to kill each other. The planet's going to kill us all sooner or later, if you think about it, you know, with the way that we're going, and we're just speeding it right along. Why are we doing this? Why are we being so dumb? We need to not be dumb. We need to cut carbon emissions and you know, stop having our governments run us all into the ground and, you know, politicians, get money out of politics, the whole nine yards, all of it needs to go. You know, we need to stop killing people and passing it off as, you know, oh, well, I had that right to do that because I'm a police officer and, you know, that guy was coming towards me with XYZ or whatever. It's baloney. I'm sorry, it's baloney. And I'll stand here and say it again and again and again as long as it takes. And after Fove makes a good point, the peace will not come easy or peacefully. Not violence, but personal transformation. The violence is an avoidance to face the transformation. And I completely, 100% agree. We have to make that into, like, you know, what do they call that? The banner for like, a page or something? We have to make that into a banner after Fove. You and I, we have to get together sometime. I'm going to copy and paste it, actually. It's a good quote. And actually, let me, I'm just going to copy and paste the whole chat room into my Evernote. Evernote, people, by the way, is how I keep all this crazy stuff in my head semi-sort of kind of organized. And if anybody out there knows me from when I was really, really, really little, way back in the day, I'm not a very organized person. I don't like organization. Organization doesn't really like me. I guess it's that personal transformation kind of thing coming into play there. I might have to think about doing more of that because, you know, that's a good thing, you know, as I'm sitting here promoting it. Oh, well, one, all good things in time. Oh, and After Five wants to make a note, that quote that I just quoted at you from him is his. All right, everybody. Well, I am one tired witch, and I need to be thinking about going to bed because I have a doctor's appointment in the morning. And, you know, I'm really glad that all of you out there in Radio Land have, you know, seem satisfied with what I'm doing, and I do have good feedback from Afterphobe and from my friend Iglesias. I think that's his name, Iglesias. I didn't really catch that. I'm sorry. I'm a very forgetful little pig and not so little anymore. 26. That's kind of old. So, we're going to close out with a song here soon. Yeah, I know, Afterphobe. Laugh at me all you like. And I don't know what I want to play. We need more music. You know, if you guys have any music suggestions, please email us at the radio station. Oh my gosh, I can't even remember the radio station address. Just go to spiritualunityradionetwork.org and look it up there. You know, it's there somewhere. I'm sure there's like a contact me button or contact us button. You can always email me, too, at lizhamilton88@gmail.com. And that'll definitely alert us to your desires for music. Pagan music. We need pagan music. We have Darv the Bard. I like Darv the Bard. I think we're going to play some Darv the Bard to close out. Isis. And, you know, I have to say something about Isis because There's this media thing, and I'm sure that you all have heard about Fox News or faux news, as I like to call them, bashing our beloved goddess, and many other media outlets taking up this acronym, this incorrect, inaccurate acronym, according to this terrorist organization whom Fox would like to call ISIS. ISIS. So this group is now known as the Islamic State, and they have issued a press release or something like that. Let me look it up here really quick, and I might have covered this another day. Let me see. Official name. I know they officially changed their name recently, and I think they're just known as the Islamic State now. Caliphate. They Caliphate press release. Sorry that this is taking me so long. yep, here we go. So this is from AlJazeera.com. and Sunni rebels declare new Islamic caliphate. And they are now known as the Islamic State. Just Islamic State. IS. Not ISIS, not ISIL anymore. But basically what angers me is that people, I don't know where it started, I don't know how it started, but they were thinking that ISIS, ISIS, was the appropriate acronym to use for this terrorist organization. And that's totally incorrect. It does not stand for Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. It is appropriately the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, which is actually a greater wake-up call to us all, because you know, the Levant is the entire area in the Middle East, not just Syria. You know, it's basically everywhere, like the entire Middle East. They are going to they want to take over the entire Middle East. Wake up, people. Wake up. So now they have declared that this this chief Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and I'm probably butchering that. I don't know how to pronounce Iraqi or Islamic names or whatever. I apologize. They proclaimed him the caliph and leader for Muslims everywhere. And I think that's really, really crazy of them, especially without the input of Muslims everywhere. But I don't know. These people, they don't make any sense. They're not supposed to make sense. But anyway, ISIS is not this terrorist organization. ISIS is a goddess of love and peace. So do not take her name in vain. Shame, shame, shame on you, Fox News and all the other organizations that I have emailed and protested against and rallied against and will speak out against vociferously until they stop using it. Why they would continue to use it after they have been informed is beyond me. And why they would not use the acronym that the U.S. government, State Department, is using, why they wouldn't use IS or ISIL, it just boggles my mind, and I don't know why. And I don't know that it does matter. It matters a lot. And, you know, whatever the reasonings are, I can't see a good reason, unless it's just ignorance. But then we told them that they're wrong. Afterphobe, you're absolutely right. Giving a pagan name to a Muslim terrorist group is an insult. It is a total insult. And, you know, part of me would like to say that this is just dominionist Christianity rearing its ugly head again, but we have no proof. We have no proof. And, you know, he says to the Muslims, and I'm like, well, yeah, it is an insult to the Muslims, too. But I think it's an insult to pagans, first and foremost, because they're associating our goddess, Isis, who is my first matron deity, like the first one that opened her ginormous wings and enfolded me in her ever-loving, ever-kind, ever-motherly presence, ever. Like, when I was 15 years old, she was the first one that chose me to be her devotee and her disciple. You know, it's an insult to those of us who are ISIAN. It's crazy. It makes me want to spit. And I don't like spitting at all. It makes me want to bite my thumb at them and say, how dare you? How dare you? You are wrong. And I will continue to say, how dare you, and you are wrong, until each and every one of them stops using it, at least. And I hope for an apology, but, you know, I can hope in one hand and spit in the other and see which one fills up first. Let me see. Afterphobe continues to say, that's why they're using it. They're inconsiderate to pagans, and they're not even thinking about us. But see, if they weren't thinking about us, then they wouldn't have thought up, oh, ISIS. Okay, because, I'm sorry, you just don't pick an acronym like that out of the blue. I believe it was done purposely. I just don't have any proof. that fact yet. So anyway, enough of my blithering on. It's time to wrap up. Let's see. One more song to sail us on out of here. It's going to be Darb the Bard, Isis Unveiled. Isis, Isis, rah, rah, rah. Isis is the goddess of love and peace, not a terrorist organization in the Middle East. Blessed be everyone. Blessed be peace. Blessed be my family. Blessed be your family. Blessed be our family. Blessed be the world. Until next time, this has been a wonderful 13th episode. And I'm super happy that you guys have listened this far. And if you're in the archives, please do check out my other episodes. And one more time for the International Peace Warriors, facebook.com/International Peace Warriors, facebook.com/groups/International Peace Warriors for the public group that we have. And let me see, E. Hamilton Media, that's me. And also Sacred Divergence Radio, that's me also on Facebook. We have AfterFauve, facebook.com/AfterFauve, AfterFauve. And we also have on Facebook the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Give us a look. Give us a like. And we love you all. And here we go. Rolling on out of here until next week. Don't forget to pray for peace.
Game, create the time with every move and line. Jackal guard against the moon, and the game will be over soon. Can you hear the earth sighing as he turns towards the sky? The time of Ra is ending, and the sun begins to die. Her in the night, can you feel it changing? Sky and earth, they are as one. Daughter and son, sister, lover, goddess, queen, mother to every living being. Your light creates a shadow as you show your face unveiled. Your brother said betrays you. There's a coffin on the Nile. Can you feel it changing? Can you see her in the night? Can you feel it changing? Fourteen pieces to the wind. Feel it changing.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at sdivergence with hashtag topic hat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.